there are restrictions involved in this. President Obama signed the bill last month. It's called the Consumer Assistance Recycle and Save Act of 2009. That's a little too complicated for me, so they call it instead the Cash for Clunkers program, which is a $1 billion program that will provide for a voucher up to $4,500, anything between $3,500 and $4,500, depending on what car you purchase, and that's going to come off your price tag. This is not a cash rebate. This is actually a reduction in your sales price of a new car that you buy.
And so the company or the auto dealer selling you the car has to be sure that your car fits in the program.
That is correct, and that brings me to the definition of what is a clunker, because you just can't trade in any old car.
Yeah, I think I have a pretty good definition, but go ahead.
the car has to be manufactured, created within the last 25 years. In other words, your car must be either a 1984 or later vehicle that the owner has owned for at least 1 year. So anybody who's thinking about being ambitious, going out buying a car today and then trading in to get a $4,500 voucher, it's not going to work.
Too late. Yeah.
You must have owned it for at least 1 year.
Okay.
Also, the clunker that you're trading in, it must have a fuel economy rating of no more than 18 miles per gallon.
And how is that established, Ed? There's
a website out there. I sent it in to the station.
Okay, we have it on our website.
That will define what cars will qualify for the trade-in.
And so this is actually based on the car when it was new, what kind of mileage it was getting when it was brand new.
Yes, and that's why there's a whole list, and it's quite extensive. So individuals who want to see if their car qualifies can just check that list, and I put the link up there.
Okay.
So they can see that. But let me just be a little more specific. If you're going to get a new car, a new passenger car, you will only get the cash for clunker rebate if the car that you buy has a mileage, a fuel economy of at least 22 miles per gallon. If the model you get gets more than 4 miles to the gallon than the old car, then you're only going to get a $3,500 tax credit.
The worse the mileage, the lower the credit.
Of the new car, that's
right.
Correct. If you get a 10 miles per gallon improvement over your old car, you can qualify for the $4,500 credit.
So is that where the $4,500 starts, at 10 miles over the old car?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Now, for trucks and that's for passenger cars. For trucks and SUVs, for light trucks, SUVs, and minivans, the new vehicle has to get at least 18 miles per gallon and can offer as little as 2 miles per gallon improvement. So if your SUV is getting, let's say, 16 miles per gallon and you go out and buy a new one for 18 miles per gallon, you can get a $3,500 credit. With 5 miles per gallon improvement, you can get a $4,500 miles per gallon improvement.
Well,
so it works a little bit different for trucks and SUVs than passenger cars.
So obviously this is aimed at people who are driving SUVs that they want to trade in for a more fuel-efficient car.
That's correct, but I have some questions about this whole thing, and this is one of my questions. Suppose your car is worth more than the voucher, and you trade it in, and you get more than $3,500 or $4,500. You can't get both the trade, you know, the value of the trade-in and the voucher.
Oh, you can't?
No.
You can only
no.
get one.
You only get one. So if your car is worth more than $4,500, why in the world would you want to go for the voucher?
Yeah, I mean, especially if your car's worth, say, $7,000, you know?
Yeah, so that raises the question about how effective the program will really be in taking out the most polluting, inefficient vehicles, because individuals probably can get more money for them.
And have you, we don't have any real information about this, because they're just getting it up online. As a matter of fact, they have cars.gov that they're going to put up online, I think it's today.
Right, but, you know, the problem is the program runs out on November 1st.
So you don't have a whole lot of time to decide.
You don't have a lot of time to do that. Now, it may be renewed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When the program started July 1st, the Department of Transportation had 30 days to set the regulations. Well, here we are at the end of July. I haven't seen anything yet specifically, but they're really going to have to rush to get the information out.
Wow.
And
you know, Ed, I think there are a lot of people who really are not going to take advantage of this, largely because of this narrow requirement that you fit within, you know, you drive an SUV or something 18 miles a gallon and you have to improve your gas mileage. And, you know, I mean, this is a lot of requirements.
And again, if you're going to get more money in a trade-in, you'd be foolish to take advantage of this.
Right.
Okay?
We're talking this morning to Ed Zirndorf, a registered employee benefit consultant, about the Cash for Clunkers program. And as we say, cars.gov is going to go online today, and you can also get the information about which cars qualify that Ed has given us. That's online at federalnewsradio.com. And so what do you think? I mean, what do you think the net result will be? Do you think they'll expand the parameters of this?
If the program doesn't work, I think they're going to make every effort to. Although, you know, in June, when gas was higher, now it's coming down a little bit, you know, people tend to have short memories about what they paid for gas.
That's
true. You know, when gasoline was, you know, $1.50 a gallon, $2 a gallon, people ran out to buy their SUVs. And now when the gasoline went up to $4.50 a gallon, they said, oh, now I got to get rid of it. But now we're down to gas at, $2.25 a gallon. That's what I saw yesterday. People say, well, maybe it's not, I'll hold on to this. I really don't need to worry about it because the cost of gasoline is coming down, and they're estimating it will not go up much for the rest of the year.
But,
so the result will be people will not be having incentive to trade in the old inefficient vehicles.
Yeah, and you know, there aren't too many cars on the market except much smaller ones that really go beyond 18 miles. They may get 20 or 22, but they wouldn't even fit into that 10 mile a gallon separation.
That's right.
Because the new cars, the cars, 2009 cars, were sort of manufactured, you know, with old standards in mind.
That's right. I just want to say this much about this voucher program too. Like I said, you might be better off just trading in your vehicle and getting a higher trade-in value. A few weeks ago, I talked about the sales tax deduction. Now you can get the sales tax deduction if you buy a new car this year. So if you buy a 2009 car, and you can get the voucher, you know, as well. But if you trade in your car and you get a higher amount in the trade-in compared to the voucher, you're still going to be able to deduct your sales tax as long as you buy the car before December 31st.
Now, are there any restrictions on that? Are there any income restrictions or anything?
Yes, there is income restrictions on the sales tax. I believe if you're a single individual and if your adjusted gross income for 2009 is over $125,000, you cannot take advantage of the sales tax deduction. If you're a married person, your income, if it's over $250,000 this year, you cannot take advantage of the sales tax deduction. So there are a lot of those things you have to keep in mind. Whereas with the voucher, with the cash for clunker trade of credit program, there is no income restrictions. A question somebody asked me yesterday is, well, if I get this $4,500 cash for credit, is that considered to be taxable income to me? Do I have to claim that rebate, so to speak, on my taxes? And the answer is no. Who has to claim it as an income because they're getting the income from the government? The dealer. The dealer is actually getting money from the federal government. Keep in mind that the program is costing the federal government $4 billion. They're paying the dealers to give these rebates. And the money, by the way, comes from the TARP program.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see who participates and who's going to be able to take advantage of it, Ed. Thanks very much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
As always, my pleasure.